Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Pico says crews are out and they're looking to get the power back on by this afternoon for all customers who were affected by last week's storms. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Roslyn, Montgomery County, where some residents have been struggling in the heat.
Here on Lindbergh Avenue in Roslyn, one side of the street had power, but the other didn't.
Yeah, it's a bit strange considering we're on the same block. I do know behind us, they don't have power either, and as well as the daycare over there.
Taj Jesse was on the powerless side. It was brutal for the family, especially her toddler.
It's really stressful, very, very stressful. He's hot, I'm hot, we're sweating bullets, but we're trying to get through it.
They have a generator, so they had fans going and the refrigerator was running, but no AC. And adding to the frustration, going on the Pico outage map and seeing changing restoration times.
It said that we were supposed to have the power back on Sunday night at 11. Still not on. Then it updated to Monday night at 11. Still not on.
Pico says restoration times were updated as circumstances changed, and new outages piled on after Thursday when more trees fell and more power lines were taken down. In Roslyn, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
He wanted to make his own name, his own way. He was just a fantastic individual, fantastic father.
That's the father of Temple University Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald, speaking after the first day of the murder trial of the man accused of killing his son. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us Pfeffer's attorneys say their client did it out of fear.
Prosecutors say Miles Pfeffer stood over Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald at 17th and Montgomery Avenue on February 18th of 2023 and shot 6 times into his body, in his cheek, neck, armpit, and shoulder. 31-year-old Fitzgerald was wearing a ballistic vest and had his gun holstered the entire time. But the defense says Pfeffer, who was 18 at the time, was scared and acted out of fear. After picking a dozen jurors and 2 alternates in just 2.5 hours, prosecutors opened, laying out their evidence they say that prove Pfeffer is guilty of first-degree murder and murder of a law enforcement officer. They say video shows Pfeffer inside of a corner store with his brother and friend. Then moments later, Pfeffer running from Fitzgerald. Then clear video of the killing. They say the brother and friend identify Pfeffer in all of the videos. The defense admits the suspect is Pfeffer, but says it's not first-degree premeditated murder, that Pfeffer was scared, and that's why he shot Fitzgerald. Outside the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Haddon Township, Camden County, have arrested a man they say was following 10-year-old girls as they walked home from school. The girls reported the man to police 2 weeks ago. Police have now identified him as 51-year-old Paul Attuck of Franklinville. During their investigation, detectives say they discovered he had images of child sexual abuse. Attuck was arrested Monday and is in jail in Camden awaiting a court hearing. As we all try to stay cool and beat the heat, area environmental advocacy groups are pushing for changes in Harrisburg to provide relief from the soaring energy costs. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average energy bill in Philadelphia during the summer months is about $226 a month. Penn Future is advocating for cost-saving solutions with an emphasis on moving away from natural gas. Annie Regan is campaigns director at Penn Future.
We're kind of sold on this false solution that in order to fix this problem, we need to add more natural gas. Really, what we need to focus on is cleaner, more affordable, cheaper energy sources.
There's currently a six-bill package in Harrisburg that attempts to solve the soaring energy costs in the Commonwealth, and Regan says they're keeping a close eye on it, hoping that it will prioritize energy efficiency, renewable energy generation, and grid modernization. She says they'd also like to see a summer program similar to LIHEAP's winter assistance, which she says will be difficult due to cuts to the program. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.